Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. I got my hubby in the building. We haven't done one of these episodes like solo of us like since last year, since I started this, like thinking it was going to be like a conversation series. So welcome back.
I think it's the first one, right?
Since the first one. Do you have to hold? He's like put the mic down. Do you not have to hold it?
No.
You think people can hear you? Hopefully you guys can hear him. If you can't, that's why. But today we're excited. I wanted to talk about. So recently I started to make like sweatshirts that had different like twin mom responses to questions and comments that we get on the regular, not just twin moms, twin parents, and even twins. I think I underestimated or just didn't realize the fascination and curiosity that like society has with twins. So I totally get why there's so much attention. Like I was obsessed with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen and the sister, like Tia and Tamara. Like literally my brother told me to name the girls Tia and Tamara. And to change Jackson's names to like Taj Mowry. I was like, Ronald, what? So our family was obsessed, needless to say. But like a few weeks back in my stories, I put out like, what are your all's like most, if you're a twin parent, if you're a twin, or if you're just someone that's fascinated with twins, what's like the most common questions you have, comments you get on the regular? Because I feel like people just be going up to people who are either twins or twin parents and just saying whatever comes to their head. And they may not realize it could be potentially harmful, offensive, annoying, or just repetitive. I always think that they're saying everything with the most like positive intent. There's no malicious intent with questions and comments. But this, I think we're just gonna break down. I wanna play a little game called Annoying or Offensive. And we're gonna go through some of the comments that y'all submitted. And this is just my personal opinion. Like, I'm going to give my opinion on whether I think it's, like, annoying or, like, could be offensive. Or maybe it's just repetitive. Maybe it ain't even annoying. Because I don't think all of them are just, like, this is, like, I'm not a negative Nancy all the time. Like, they might just be a repetitive question that we get and kind of just give some sort of explanation as to why that is. So if you're a twin parent, this is a safe space. We're going to be talking about what we all go through. Sometimes I feel like just having a community that gets it is great. And if you're not, and you might be curious if you or somebody that's saying some stuff that's kind of like, whoa, shouldn't be saying that. I was one of these people before I had twins. Definitely listen on. Okay, so babe, you got all the questions. What was some of the ones that came in? And I'm going to say annoying or offensive.
All right. By far, the one you probably get the most is, oh, looks like you got your hands full.
Yes. I mean, that's
people
like.
People love saying that. I probably would have said it to someone.
You've probably definitely have said it. You're such a dad jokester.
People say it to me. If I didn't have twins or didn't realize that people love to say that all the time, I would have said it to someone else. So
I don't remember saying because it's never eventful if you say it like really. Like I probably had said that to someone prior to having kids or prior to having twins. And honestly, it's not like some people get real ticked. Like the amount of people I remember in my stories, like saying, you got your hands full. It's got you. And like, they were pissed. So I was like, done. Which this is what I get. So I make this analogy and tell me if it's a good one, because you know how I am with my analogies. They're sometimes like completely off, but I kind of make this comparison. Like you've got your hands full, like normally happens in a time where, at least for me, people are saying it when like I'm walking out of the grocery store, one kid is literally crying on the ground, back splayed out to the ground, and I'm holding groceries while the other one's like trying to run the other way. Like my, it's always a kind of a chaotic or stressful moment. I'm like, oh, you got your hands full, or better you than me. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? Okay. Like, can you get the door? Can you open something for me? Can you just tell me my kids are cute, or do I need help? That's like normally what I would want to hear versus you've got your hands full. And sometimes they don't come at like a stressful time, but it's just like, if you hear this as a twin parent, we hear it like 4 or 5 times, like sometimes a day, a week, we hear it multiple times. And so if you think you're going to be saying it to someone and they've never heard it before, just know that they've heard it at least, at least multiple times already, potentially that day. So you're not like, oh, zing, I'm here all week. It's not, it's no, we've heard it a million times. And this is the comparison I'll draw, is like, if you get a flat tire, like, right, like if you're driving down the road, you get a flat tire, you're like, dang, my tire's flat. And you pull over to change your tire, or like call AAA. I don't even know if people know how to change tires anymore, but I know actually how to change a tire. Anyways, fun fact. I do. I totally do. But anyways, if you pull over to the side of the road and you are proceeding to change your tire, or you have called AAA, imagine someone like driving up to you on the side of the road and being like, hey, looks like you got a flat tire, and then just drives away. And you're like, yep, I do. I'm changing it. Thanks for, you know, noticing. And then imagine like 5 other people do the same thing and drive up to you like, hey, looks like you got a flat tire. By that like 4th or 5th person, it just kind of feels annoying or repetitive. And like, they're doing nothing to help. They're stating the obvious and they're leaving. So
that's like, if you're actually like the moment you described at the chaotic moment at the grocery store where you literally have your hands full.
Yeah.
And somebody said that, I'd say that's similar to that situation. But a lot of times people will say it in just like small talk. Maybe I don't even
have
the kids with me. I'll be like, yeah, I got 3-year-old twin girls. And like, oh man, it looks like you got your hands full.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I guess there's different situations where someone could say it where it could be triggering, or it might just be like small talk, or
that's, you know, true. I mean? Personally, I don't, I think I only get offended. I only find it really annoying. I don't find it offensive. So let me just say that. Like, it's either annoying or repetitive. I don't think, I'm not offended if you like state something like that. Like, I wouldn't be offended if you like, you know, said my tire was flat. It's just annoying as hell, or it's repetitive. But I will say there is a lot of times it's just small talk, and like, I actually don't feel any sort of way about it. I'm like, yes, it's repetitive, but like, I'm not like, gosh, this person just repeating things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so to each their own, but there are women and there's parents out there that actually, there's articles about them getting actually pretty pissed off and offended by it, because I think it's, maybe it's just they're having a rough day and it's just like, yeah, I know my hands are full, or they're feeling stressed all the time. So even if you're making it small talk, it's like a triggering thing. So I would say probably just, it's not that big of a deal if you say it. Odds are people aren't going to be offended, but there are rare cases that people might. And so just give them grace.
Just know that every twin parent has heard it before.
Yeah. Every twin parent has heard it before. Every parent normally has heard it before.
Right.
Like, just people, people have all heard it. So if you're trying to be funny or witty, you're not. Okay. Next, next question.
Are they twins?
Okay. So this is like, I remember in the stories came a lot, like came up a lot. And I'll say this. Are you, that's just like, okay. So before I had twins, when I see a set that I think are twins, I purposely don't say, are they twins? Even though that's what I want to say. I'm like, oh, are they twins? Yeah, I have twins. I actually say, oh, how old are they? Like, there's like pretending like I'm assuming I already know they're twins, because I don't want to ask, are they twins? Because I know that we get that question every day. But that's just like finding out information. I feel like it's repetitive. Yes. But definitely not annoying. I mean, it could be annoying if you find things repetitive annoying, but I take no offense to asking someone if they're twins.
Like, if they're dressed the same and they're about the same size.
Exactly. Well, a lot of people were saying, I get so annoyed that, like, if people ask me, are they twins? Because they obviously are dressed identically alike. They look alike. What do you mean, are they twins? Are they, you know, whatever? Right. And I'm like, well, you'd be surprised.
You know, kids close in age with matching outfits, they might not be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, you might find them like identical looking because you know they're twins, but to like someone who doesn't know, they may not, or they didn't like look that closely. So, are they twins? It's not offensive. If you get offended by somebody asking if they're twins, you got to do some therapy, because that's just, that's a little much. Like, there's too many things to be upset about in the world. That should not be one, but I can get, it can be like annoying or repetitive. But I don't think it's, that's just a question you ask to find out information so you can, like, you know, go to your next question. Now, the question you say after, are they twins, can be really annoying. Like, if you're like, oh, are they twins? Yeah, because I know like a set of twins that like I grew up with in high school, whose mom's cousin's dog's friend.
That's the next one. I know a set of twins.
Right. So like, somebody you know that nobody, like it's like, unless you are a twin parent or you are twins, or maybe you're a grandparent to twins, you have to have very close proximity to twins to give a twin story that we care about. Just real talk. Like you can't say, oh, my neighbor's babysitter's friend was twins. Like, I don't care.
Unless the person is a twin or has twins, I'm tuning out.
I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to be rude. I'm saying all this now because it's my safe space to vent. But I'm never going to, if you come to me and say that, I'm not going to give you a side eye. I honestly don't really personally care in my life that much. I'm a pretty positive person. However, internally, this might be going on. I'm just going to kind of tune out. If you then say you're a twin parent, I'm going to hug you. We're going to be best friends. I'm like, yo, what's your number? When should we go get some coffee or some wine? And if you're a twin, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to turn into that person like, oh my gosh, are you guys still close? Oh, tell me more. Twins probably hate meeting other twin parents because we're like, oh, tell me about your life. So it goes both ways.
How long did you guys share a room?
Right. Okay. Like, you know, are you guys? Yeah. So yeah, giving your irrelevant twin story after asking, are they twins? Like, is not always the best choice, or giving like a twin story that like isn't anything to do with you or your family.
I get it though. Some people just trying to relate.
They're just trying to relate. Like, I know. Oh,
twins. Twins are cool. I know. Like connection. You know?
That's like, okay, this is actually a true story. Is this a true story of this neighborhood? I don't think it's the neighborhood we live in now, but we live in a predominantly white neighborhood. And you used to have long dreads. And do you want to tell the story? When we went to the bus stop, it was like one of the first like outings in the neighborhood where like it was the first day of school, kids are getting on the bus. It was pre-Jackson. I'm not pre-Jackson, it was pre-the twins. So Jackson was younger. We didn't have the twins yet. And like we're at the bus stop and obviously they see that Ryan has dreadlocks. And I think they said something like, oh, you have dreads, right? Oh, reggae. So do you know Bob Marley? Because you had dreads. It's like, oh, you must know Bob Marley. It's like, first of all, yes, he is familiar with Bob Marley, but that's the only thing like you could, it was just really funny. So I think about that when people come up to like a twin and just say like, oh, are you familiar with Tia and Tamara or Mary Kay and Ashley or these other random set of twins? Like, yes, I'm familiar with twins in general. They exist, but it's just kind of like, bruh, you know?
They're like, oh, right. Like, trying to relate
in some way.
Some connection.
It's like, it would be racist if they came up to me and was like, oh, you're black. Do you know this other black person that lives here? Like, you know what I mean? We could go with lots of examples to show you how annoying/how offensive it could get.
It gives insight into like the depth of their knowledge on the subject.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it shows you how close they are to whatever it is, the thing they're trying to. They're just like, Bob Marley, that's as far as I go. I just know that that's reggae. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. All right, what's next?
Who's older?
Oh yeah, this one was like, so this is like gets into like the comparing of the twins. Well, no, I think that's separate. So who's older? Like, that's what everyone wants to know. And it's not like either one is really older. Okay. We're talking minutes is how much like they're older.
I would say they're twins. They're the same age. Twins.
Yeah. That's a good response. I should make a shirt that says that. But yeah, they are the same age and people want to kind of know, but like, honestly, so, I mean,
they mean like who was born first?
Who was born first? And like, they always ask that. And I think that's a very like innocent question. I don't think it's offensive at all. However, I've talked to lots of twins and like the older twin, even by like 15, 20 minutes, twin A will hold that over twin B's head like no other. So we are actually personally deciding not to tell our girls who's older. I mean, once they discover the internet, they can figure that out. I'm never going to lie to them. If they want to make it a little research project and find out who was born first, who's twin A and who's twin B, go at it. But I'm not going to be like, ever, you were older. And I'm going to give you that information very easily. So you can now
torture your sister.
Dang it. They could probably they can listen to this podcast episode. Well, anyways, there's lots of ways they can find out who's older, but we're just not giving that to them to their face freely, unless they like want to go digging. But yeah, twin A, she will be like, she would girl by. Yeah. She'd be like, I'm the older one by my 15 minutes and you need to do what I say. And I've heard from other twins, they do that. So I'm kind of keeping that like away from them just because it's one less thing that they can fight about.
They're already very aware, like sticklers for like, oh, that's not fair. She got this and I got this and everything being even and fair. If one of them knows that the one is older and has like some sort of advantage, especially when they get older, that's going to be.
That's true.
Oh, well, I'm older, so I get it. You know?
So it's not, it's just, it's not annoying or offensive. I don't think either one, but just like, don't be surprised if someone doesn't want to answer that for you because they don't want them to know. Or they're just like, oh, well, they're just the same age. And they're like, oh, but who for real is older? It's like, I don't really want to. Actually, there's these twins I just read about where the one was born on New Year's Eve. And the other one was born, they were only like minutes apart, but one was born December 31st of New Year's Eve. And the other one was born the next year on January 1st at like midnight something of New Year's Day. I'm like, dang. I feel like that sucks because it's like, I don't know why.
Right.
But I feel like you share a lot as twins and maybe, I don't know.
I would just tell them, or change that.
Because not only are you a different day, that's one thing that probably happens more often. You're a different year.
On their birthday, every time their birthday or anything is a whole different year.
And then it's like just like, are they twins? And then that's just another conversation you got to have with literally every doctor, every person in their life. Like, wait, they have different birthdays. What? Oh my. Like every single person the rest of your life when they know their birthday.
I would just say they're both born New Year's Eve. I would just tell them that.
Just lie.
Just lie.
Are you going to lie to them? Are they going to have separate birthday parties? Anyway. Okay, I'm like getting distracted. Okay, what's the next question?
Are they identical?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, so these are like, it came with a whole slew of different questions. Like, are they identical? Can you tell them apart? Like, there's questions like people only think like, first of all, when you find out twins aren't identical for some reason, like people just like get deflated. They're like, oh.
It's much more of a novelty.
Yeah, for the identical twins.
We're having this whole conversation just about our fraternal twins.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine the parents of identical twins and like all the questions they must get?
They
or
do.
Like,
yeah.
Or actually being an identical twin and like every single person comes up to you and is like, oh, did you guys switch outfits in class? Or like, it's just this constant like novelty and fascination with identical twins.
So I feel like people who have identical twins and people who ask them, are they identical? It's kind of like, duh. Like, I think in their mind, they might get annoyed because it's like, well, they look exactly alike and they're dressed exactly alike. What do you think? So I could see it from that perspective. When we get, are they identical? It's actually a valid question because ours aren't. I don't think ours look anything alike. They did when they were a little bit younger, but we still get, are they identical? And I'm like, no. And I get, are you sure? I'm like, bruh, look at them. Look at them, first of all. And yes, I am sure. I'm their mom.
Sure is crazy.
A lot of times people like think we don't know. Or it's like, oh, are they identical? Can you tell them apart? It's like, we are their parents. Like, yes, I'm sure they're twins. Yes, I'm sure I can tell them apart. Like all these different follow-up questions to like what type of twins you have, like are they identical? And the follow-up is blank. Like, yes, assume the answer to your question is as parents, we can tell them apart and we know that they're twins even though they don't look alike. Ask my uterus, okay? The only stupid thing to ask when you're saying are they identical is if they are boy and girl, okay? To all my people with my boy-girl twins, that's another level of patience because that's like teaching science. That's teaching biology. Because I'm like, it's, you know what I think it is? It's because people don't understand what identical means.
They don't, it's the same thing. Like, they don't understand what they're saying. They're just trying to like have small talk or relate to you in some way. They're just like twins.
True.
And in their brain, they're just like, oh, are they identical? It's like.
One has a penis. It is obviously a boy. The other one does not. So for people who need to know, identical means the same DNA. And DNA is what makes up you. Like not just your face, your whole body. And so if one has a penis by definition and one does not, that's right there. If you could tell one's dressed like a boy and one's dressed like a girl, I guess like newborns, you can't really tell, but you could tell they're two boy girl twins. They're like, yeah, these are twins, boy and a girl twins. And your follow up question is, are they identical? Just expect an eye roll or like, just you deserve that. Go, we are not biology teachers, okay? That's what we are not. Okay, what else we got going on?
Why don't they look alike for fraternal?
Yeah, that's just like another follow up. It's just because. I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting triggered with these questions.
Because people in their head, they're like, wait, they're twins. They're supposed to be.
Why don't all twins are identical, I guess? I think the whole theme of this question, like, and the reason why we got so many people asking these and like saying that these are triggers for them is because it's just like there's a huge fascination and curiosity about twins. Yes. And also people know nothing about twins. They only know what they've ever seen on TV, like the famous twins that they know. Like that's it. And so we are then not only like telling them about our kids, but we're giving them a lesson on twin science or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Because like, oh, is they identical? Why don't they look alike? Oh, well, okay. Like, you know, and they want to know how you got them and all these different things. So we're teaching them like a whole life lesson about twins and trivia about twins where people with just two kids don't get that. And so it's just kind of annoying. So these are all annoying. I don't think any of these are offensive at all. These are just all annoying questions when you ask about why are they not identical? Why don't they look like, are you sure? It's just annoying. It can be offensive because I'm the parent. Just leave me alone. Let me just live. Sorry, I'm venting. Let's go to the next question. Like, I'm just getting hot.
All right. So what about, do twins run in your family?
Okay. So this is, okay. So, like, didn't we get an are they natural question, too? Because, like, this is what someone pointed. Okay, so are they natural? I'm going to put them together. So, first of all, okay, do twins run in your family? Everyone asks that. Like, and I ask that. Like, that's what I ask like twins.
That's a normal question.
That's a normal question because you know that twins can be, like,
hereditary.
Yeah, hereditary in some way.
Yeah.
And, like, also things that influence twins can be, like, even ethnicity. I mean, there's, like, villages in Nigeria that, like, the whole village is twins. Like, literally, like, there's places and people that are more prone to have twins. I don't know you can fact check me on that. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you. And then, like, there's just so many, and, like, the woman's age can contribute to twins and all these different things. So when someone says, do twins run in your family, I had to, like, look it up. Like, because I didn't think twins ran in my family, but then I had some cousins on my dad's side that had twins. So I was like, I guess they do run in my family. So it's a valid question, right? I think what gets complicated and why I asked about the are you natural or are they natural question is because sometimes do the twins run in your family is a sneaky way to ask. If you had some sort of fertility treatment, which is a fine, or like, are they natural? Like, people are obsessed, all to say, I feel like we got a ton of questions, let's round them off, of like, obsessed with how did you conceive your babies if you are a twin parent? And that shit is offensive. I'm sorry. That shit is offensive. Nobody goes up to people asking that if you just have kids. Like, and especially now, I'm not even getting into politics or political events, but everything that's going on with just like fertility treatments and crazy ass states there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's just, you can't ask people how their kids were conceived, period. You shouldn't be able to do that. And I don't know why that doesn't go for twins. So just so people know, are they natural is like a sneaky, you might not say, did you get IVF? But that's what you're saying. Like, they weren't naturally, what's unnatural? Like, are they aliens? Nah. Are they dolls? Are they plastic dolls? Nah, then everything is natural. There's no unnatural way that a human being comes to life, in my opinion. They were made and they are babies. They are not like artificial, right? The opposite of natural is artificial. So are they natural? If you're trying to say, did you get IVF? Would you ask that to my face directly? If you wouldn't, then don't ask the other, right?
It's like, do twins run in your family is like step one. They might be sneaky. And then are they natural?
Yeah.
It's like they're getting a little more
courage. It's like,
they're like still beating around the bush, but they don't want to ask it yet. They're trying to like, you know.
Yeah. Did you get fertility treatment or assistance? Is that what you're trying to ask? Like, and would you just straight up ask me? And I know like so many like fertility warriors who are super proud, and they should be, of their journey to conceive twins. And like, that's fine. But if they don't want to share that, that's not for you to like put them in a position to. Or also saying, are they natural? If your twins, like our twins can hear now, they understand things like,
right.
And so like, what are they going to, like, they can hear you. So it's like, oh, what, am I not natural? Like,
right.
it's just an adjective that shouldn't be used with kids.
Don't ask that.
Ever.
You wouldn't ask, what do you call it, singleton mother?
Yeah.
You wouldn't ask
a random singleton mom at the park. Did you adopt? Did you get fertility? Did you bang your husband? Did you have a husband? Like all these things you wouldn't ask. Like, so just, it's just like a little bit, especially for strangers. If you're like friends, family, that's like, you know, to each their own. But I think like, do twins run in your family? I don't think is offensive. I think it can kind of be on a slippery slope sometimes if people are like kind of triggered already by getting that question to find out other information. So just be, I think it's a valid question. I wouldn't get offended, but like you, if someone does, just be mindful. Are they natural? Highly offensive? That's not, don't. And then did you get IVF or any, like I would actually respect someone just asking me if I got fertility treatments are they natural? Cause just at least be direct.
I didn't even know that was a thing until I'm like in this world now.
Yeah.
That you're much more likely to have twins or multiples with IVF.
Yeah.
Most people,
you can put multiple, I don't know everything about it, but like you can put, like they won't, it's still spontaneous. Another thing that people say they were spontaneous twins, or I was surprised, but a lot of times people who've received fertility treatments didn't necessarily know that two babies were going to be born, right? So it's like, it can still be a surprise. I don't know what people even say, but I do feel like a lot of people say spontaneous twins, which I guess technically was ours, but I don't like saying that naturally conceived because I think that could be kind of a slight to somebody. I don't know. I just stay away from the word natural when it comes to conception of anybody, period, yeah. Like in my opinion. But, you know, to each their own. I'm just telling you what may or may not trigger someone on the streets.
Yeah.
Because natural kind of just means like alien, like, you know, like a doll or artificial. It would be its antonym. What's the? Antonym. So like if you're not saying the opposite, then don't say that.
Right.
Okay.
How about this one? How'd you get twins? I've always wanted twins.
I made a video about this. We can't spend another time on it. But yeah, I banged my husband. Oh my gosh, your parents. Okay, sorry. Sorry, parents.
All right,
I had sex with my husband.
Yeah.
And that's how I got twins. I had a whole joke of like, I had sex twice in one night, really fast. I listened to listened to Beyonce and J-Lo, who are twin parents. Like, people want to know the secret sauce. And honestly, I have theories of why I conceived twins. I really do. I think I said it a lot. I always said I was going to have more twins. I honestly think the universe is always listening. Honestly, I believe in manifestation. It happened to me, I feel like. And I got really healthy. So, my age was a thing too. Like, there's all these different factors I could tell you what happened for me, but that's not how I got twins. I have no freaking clue.
It's not a life hack that, like,
life
no one's telling. Or like
listen
a secret,
to Beyonce.
Hey, twin
get twins.
Hack. How'd you do it? Oh, well, check it out. I know this twin hack. Like, that's not a thing.
But see, I wasn't really trying to. I was wanting twins, I think, in my head.
But while you were still like, when you were thinking about like, oh, I would want to have twins. Would you have asked somebody that? Like,
I'm trying to think.
How'd you?
No,
get twins?
Hell no. I didn't want kids. I didn't want it that much. Where I'm like, I need twins. You know what I mean? Like, I would never have asked someone how you got them. I would ask, did they run in your family? I probably would have asked that.
But saying I've always wanted twins, there's nothing wrong with that. But how did you get them? Like it was some secret. That's the weird part.
Yeah,
right?
You
have twins. I've always wanted twins. Be like, cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's great. You know, it's a lot, but it's great.
How'd you get it? Like it's a secret. It's the weird part.
I think, that's kind of offensive. Don't ask somebody how. Just don't ask about baby conception. That's number one thing. It's probably going to offend somebody. It might not offend everybody, but it's probably going to offend somebody. I keep on forgetting the annoying or offensive part. Okay, what's next?
So what about when people say, oh, you got twins? Oh, double trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get offended by that. It's annoying. People could get offended by that because you're kind of saying like, these are two bad things coming my way. And if like the girls understood, I don't think kids are that. I mean, I don't know.
I get what people mean. I think I have a t-shirt. People really uptight would be like, what, are you just assuming they're both going to be trouble? They're beautiful. They're amazing. Like, that's a little bit too, like, you know what people mean. It's just like, you know.
I know. I'm not all about, like, I mean, I'm.
It's usually lighthearted when
it's
somebody
usually
says
lighthearted.
Nobody's like, double trouble.
And I give people the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, we're growing up in a day and age where, like, people might be like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which if you get offended by it, everybody's entitled to be offended by whatever they want. I'm saying I just personally find it kind of like corny. I just think it's corny. You're a corn dog. But like, I'm not going to.
Someone I didn't know, I would like roll my eyes.
Yeah, it's just like
my friends or something, I'd be like, yeah.
But what I don't like, and this is actually serious, is when people say, so which one is the troublemaker, or which one is the smart one, or which one is your favorite? Like, saying double trouble is like, whatever, that's a saying. But when you start getting into like implying which is the evil twin, which is your favorite twin?
Yeah, that's
and people do that right in front of our kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, it's just awkward and weird. Like what? Like, if you had two singletons, a boy, like an older child and a younger child, nobody comes up to you and be like, hey, that younger one sucks, right? Like, no one comes up to you and says, oh, that older one, is that your favorite? In front of them, you would never do that.
Well, but people do stereotype, like, the middle child or, like, the older child, behaviors that are, like...
Yeah, and people stereotype, like, twin A and twin B. That's funny, like, online, just different things. People don't go up to, like, three kids and be like, you're a middle child. Well, maybe they do. Like, I'm talking about strangers literally will just say, oh, who's the evil twin? As soon as they find out they're twins. Oh, you're the middle child? Do you feel neglected? Like, no one does it as, like, I think, as boldly as they do in public situations with strangers as they do to twin parents or twins.
Right.
I mean, come on. You have to admit that. So that, to me, is offensive. Like, I've been asked, who's your favorite twin in front of them? And it kind of takes a back. Like, first, I'm worried about them, if they heard it. I love them both. Like, what do I say? I love them both the same. Like, I don't even know how to answer that. I just like smile. Like, it's weird. It just throws someone off. Who's the evil twin? Don't do any of those type of stuff. Not with our twins and not in front of them.
They think you're going to be like, yep, this one's my favorite. This is the smart one. this one over here sucks. Is evil. Okay.
We hate her.
Take it easy.
Oh my God!
Who's gonna answer that?
If that would damage the kids, I would like. I wish that someone I could just get someone to feel what that would feel like after asking that question. You know what I mean? Because
you really expect an answer to any of these? Like, yep, this is the smart one. This one's dumb.
Oh my gosh!
Stupid.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the comparison ones. I feel like that's basically. All the ones. And I think also, like, just when you compare, just know if you're comparing twins in front of their face, whether it's physically, like, Shiloh has a birthmark. And, like, sometimes it's kids, but sometimes it's older people who should know better. Like, oh, why does she have that? Like, it's like, because she does, okay? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just for some reason when there's twins, you feel like that's your opportunity to say, oh, she's bigger than her sister. Oh, that one's taught. Like, why? You don't need to physically compare my twins, especially not in front of them. They're compared all the time. It's almost impossible not to compare your twins. They're in the same classroom. The teacher might be like, well, this one reads. Like, it just always happens. So please just don't be someone that comes up.
It's partly fascination with identical twins. Yeah. They're like, oh, why is this? Like, they just, people's brain automatically will notice any differences, I think. But definitely
you just don't need to verbalize it. Yeah.
You know, why is this one lighter or darker? It's crazy. Yeah. Don't ever ask that.
We got asked that because one is lighter and one is darker. I know someone's done it. I've blacked out all the ones times I want to like literally punch someone in the face. So.
Or the hair. Why is this one
the hair longer? Yeah, just don't do it, y'all. Like,
once, you know.
Don't do it. But yeah, I feel
taller,
like...
Taller, I mean...
Taller whatever. Is fine. Taller is fine. Whatever is fine. I think we should get into the habit. If you are someone that sees a pair of twins, maybe don't physically call out the differences in their appearances in front of them. Like, they can do it. They can be like, yeah, I'm identical, but she has a mole here. Cool. Boom. But like, don't say, oh, you're like bigger than your sister. Or why is your hair so much different? Why is your skin dark? Like, don't do that. I feel like this is more for older kids, but I feel like sometimes adults are like older kids. But anyways, I feel like that about sums it up. I don't know if you're still listening. I hope you got something from this.
If anybody who isn't a twin parent listens to this, they're going to see twins and just be like, scared to say anything.
These are like, okay, hi, no, we should leave it.
How are you doing?
We should leave it with, like, if you are now, like, terrified at the end of this, like, I just can't say shit. No, these are some things that you could say. No, I think, like, if you just, like, tell someone that their kids are beautiful or cute or, like, you know, you're doing a great job. Right. Like, just, like, anything that would be a positive affirmation on a glorious day, do that. No one's going to get mad. Like, oh, you think my kids are cute? Like, then they have issues. Hold the door for them. Be like, you know, great job. That's it. You can ask them how old they are or something like that. Like, you know, things you might ask anybody with kids. Just try and just, if you think of a specific thing you want to know because they're twins, maybe, you know, just think twice before you say it out loud based on the stuff that we just gave you.
And if, like, somebody's really curious, like, what's, you know, ask about, like, how has it been, like, being a parent to twins? Like, what's that been like? Something like that, if you're really curious about these things.
That's a good way to frame it versus like, do you regret having twins?
Do you wish you had one instead of two?
That's don't say that, but just be like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Like, you know, that's like goes for any parent. Like, you know what I mean? Like anyone going through it, ask those type of questions that genuinely care about either them or like telling them that they're doing a great job or that their babies are beautiful. Period. Point blank. All right, y'all. But
this one, do you ever mix them up or forget their names?
That we already talked about that. Like, can you tell them apart? That kind of thing. Like,
no, but the names thing, I think.
Forget their names. I think it's like, you know, you get them.
But
mixed
I think
up.
Everybody does that with people or like family members. You'll like call someone in your family someone else's name just by accident. Do you think it happens more with twins?
No, that happens just being a parent with kids. Literally, that happens with multiple. It happens with even if you're not a parent. Like before I had kids, I would call like you, Ronald, who's my brother or my dad. Like it's a lot of times during like with genders too. Like I call Jackson my brother and you all the time. Now I call my kids mom. Call this. Your mom says Ryan, like, says, Pete,
Ryan,
Tom,
Jackson.
All the men. All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on some more?
Yeah, let's do it. It's cool.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for tuning in again. It's been another episode of this That Twin Mama Podcast.
Peace.
And that is it for today's episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is, if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace, y'all.